diplôme de compétence en langue. Code AG06-13-13, session du vendredi 7 juin 2013. Enregistrement A.
Hello, it's Brian Johnston from the Turn Off Shop and Office Lights at Night campaign. I'm returning your call. Well, I was walking to work this morning at 5 o'clock. Don't ask why. It's a 15-minute walk. It was still dark, and I noticed that about 40% of shops were lit up, including a local supermarket that had all its lights on. To my mind, if my local streets are representative of the whole country, then a fortune in energy and CO2 is being wasted, lighting shops when no one is at work, when no one is shopping, or even looking through the windows. These shops might be wasting their own money on lighting, but at the end of the day, it's all of us that are picking up the bill through the cost being passed on to the consumer. And let's not forget office blocks. Companies say that at night, offices are being cleaned, and there are matters like building security and safety, so that planes don't hit the buildings. Can you believe that? But surely, cleaners don't clean every floor all night long. Not all lights need to be kept on for security reasons. And high-rise buildings have to have red flashing lights on the roof to prevent planes from crashing into them. I hope that people who feel like we do will post pictures and addresses on social media sites of nearby shops and offices that leave their lights on at night. Hopefully this will encourage their owners to turn them off, or at least be more thoughtful. Thanks for listening, and I hope you mention our campaign in your article.
Enregistrement B.
Time 7 minutes to seven. The Campaign to Protect Rural England says there's been little improvement in light pollution across the UK, and it blames local authorities for not doing enough to stop light being pumped into the skies. Now, good morning.
Good morning.
Sean Spears, first of all, you tried to work out how bad the problem was by surveying people, yes?
Yes, yeah, so we had about 1,000 people took part in the survey, and over half were suffering from severe light pollution.
Which means what when you say suffering from light?
Seeing fewer than 10 stars in the constellation of Orion is how we measure it. And you should be able to see over 30 stars in Britain. We carried out the survey on quite a clear night.
Is it just a question of streetlights? If you deal with streetlights in one form or another, do you solve the problem of light pollution?
No, you don't solve the problem. And people's security lights are an issue. But there's lots of things causing light pollution. Streetlights are one of them. And councils that have experimented in sort of part-time cut-off between midnight and 5 o'clock in the morning have seen no increase in crime. They've saved an awful lot of money, but it does need to be done sensitively. You need to consult people, and I think the local government association has been quite helpful in encouraging that.
Shona Johnston, do you accept that local councils need to do more?
Councils are not in the business of wasting your taxpayers' money on unnecessary lighting. We do need to be sensitive to local concerns, and we do need to ensure that we balance turning off lights with public safety and indeed road safety.
Well, there's an issue about the part-time cut-off at night and where you do it and how you consult local people. And in Maldon and Uttlesford in Essex, it saved £70,000 a year, the part-time cut-off. They've been doing it for 5 years, and they've seen in both districts a decrease in crime and no increase in accidents. But they're now consulting across the county, and there's opposition, and the local papers start straight away with threat to safety and so on. So this council's got a problem in persuading people that this isn't an issue for safety.
We are saving money. We're spending £19 million less last year than we did 2 or 3 years ago on street lighting.
Okay. Is it something that could be replicated elsewhere?
I think there are still issues in some areas, and local councils are working very hard across the country to try to reduce their costs, and reducing street lighting is one area that can do that. But we do need to take the public with us.
Shona Johnston.
It's taxpayers' money, and we've got to spend it sensibly.
Shona Johnston, Sean Spears, thank you both.
des enregistrements.